At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland today, Europe's biggest bank, HSBC, said fair value accounting and capital adequacy rules had worsened the financial crisis and called for a new set of principles and rules to boost financial market transparency. Also in Davos, political and corporate leaders heard calls for them to remember the poorest of the world's poor in the rush to rescue from the global financial systems. The director of the Acton Institute for Study of Religion and Liberty's Rome office, Kishore Jayabalan, told us the forum is offering an occasion for political leaders to develop a new appreciation for free trade.
Surely some important things happen at these events. And when journalists write stories about, you know, when heads of state give talks about the global economic situation or the political situation in the Middle East, nothing new is really said. But I noticed some things like the Chinese and the Russian heads of state or prime ministers, when in the case of Vladimir Putin go there, they talk about the importance of free trade and the problems, what happens when the government tries to do too much. This is coming from Russia and China. So you see some signs of hope for the free market system coming from unlikely sources. You also see kind of calls for a revaluation of the free market system and capitalism coming from bankers and from CEOs. So you have, you know, again, kind of surprising things happening because of the circumstances surrounding this year's meeting.